Summertime in the streets of big cities means you're likely to come across one specific group of people, street performers. From London to Paris to Shanghai, if there's foot traffic, you're going to find them. The world's Shirin Jafari spotted one not very far from our studios here in Boston, and she spent some time with him.
I want to take you to a place I visit a lot, Harvard Square. It's near where I live in Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you've been here, you already know that as the summer sun hits the sidewalks, so do the street performers. They come from all over the country, even the world. That music is not Paris, right here. Lately, though, I've noticed a new face. He stands out because every time I pass by, there's a lot of people surrounding him.
You guys want to come up to the line? I'll do a little warm-up trick for you. I do a little card trick to warm my hands up, then I do the actual show.
He's small, maybe 5 foot something, and he wears a fedora, shorts, and a vest.
The first point of coin magic is that you can't trust your eyes, you see. If you believe everything your eyes tell you, you'll believe a lot of stuff in the world that just isn't true.
This guy makes cards disappear and end up in his shoe, makes rubber balls vanish, then takes them out of his mouth. He balances coins on the tip of his fingers, making the shape of a flower. His tricks are the best I've ever seen a street performer do. Seriously. He's 22 years old, and his name is Makoto.
I actually like the meaning of my name. I lie for money, you know. Magicians are inherently deceptive, and my name means honesty, so it's a neat name to have.
Makoto wouldn't be a magician if it wasn't for one important event in his life. In fact, he would not even be here in the U.S.
I was born in Japan, and I was in an orphanage almost immediately because my biological mother had a mental disorder that made it impossible for her to care for me.
When he was 2 years old, a couple adopted Makoto, and they brought him here to the U.S. He grew up in California. Makoto's adoptive mother is from Japan, and one thing both parents wanted was for him to get to know the place he was born and his culture. So, every summer, he would go back to Japan for summer camp.
It really was a culture shock. The kids there, you know, and they wore, you know, well-fitted uniforms, you know, white shirts and shorts for the guys, and I think dresses for the girls. And I was there in jeans and a big baggy t-shirt, very, you know, suburban Californian.
Makoto says he doesn't know what his life would be like if he never left Japan. But he says he probably wouldn't be a magician. From his experience, the Japanese don't really connect all that well with street magicians. He tried performing there, but most people didn't stop to watch. Only the police did. That's because he didn't have a permit.
And the guy came up to me, and I remember I made sure to only speak English. You know, I said, oh, sorry, I don't really know Japanese too well. I'm Californian. I know I look at Japanese, but I only know English. And one of the cops said, oh, that's fine. I know English as well. I studied it in California. And I was like, ah, goddamn it.
That's not like his experience in South Korea.
A friend of mine said that in Korea, if they see someone who looks like he's doing something, they assume he's famous and they stop and watch. And so my whole show was about 5 minutes long of just doing, you know, sort of visual stuff. And I had 40, 50 people watching me back-to-back shows, and I think I made about $70 an hour.
But back here in Cambridge, once you see the expressions on the faces of the people watching him, it's difficult to imagine Makoto doing something else.
That's a tennis ball. Ah!
That's my show, guys.
Thank you.
As fall approaches, the street performers here disperse. Makoto is back home finishing up his studies at University of California, Riverside. He's a creative writing major there. His parents, he says he likes to think they're happy for him.
They grew up in a time when a big house, a kid and a dog and green grass was sort of the goal for everyone. And they've accepted that that's not my goal.
His goal is to come up with more of his own tricks and one day make a big name for himself. So next time you're here in the summer, look for the guy with fedora and shorts with a lot of people around him. He might not be performing on the sidewalk for long. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari, Cambridge, Massachusetts.